a bipartisan bill, the Motorsports Fairness and Permanency Act, H.R. 2231, has been reintroduced in the U.S. House of Representatives by Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY. The bill seeks to permanently extend a crucial tax incentive for motorsports entertainment complexes, helping racetracks across the country invest in long-term improvements. Currently, the tax incentive allows racetracks to depreciate investments over a 7-year period, as set by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017. However, the incentive is set to expire on December 31, 2025, and without legislative action, the depreciation period will revert to 29 years, creating uncertainty for racetrack owners. The proposed bill would make the incentive permanent, providing stability for businesses to plan capital investments. The bill is supported by industry groups and co-sponsored by Representatives Mike Thompson, DCA, Richard Hudson, RNC, Terry Sewell, DL, Rudy Yakim, RN, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, D. Florida. The incentive applies to various capital expenditures, including track surfaces, grandstands, hospitality facilities, and parking lots, but does not cover administrative services or transportation equipment. If passed, the Motorsports Fairness and Permanency Act would ensure racetracks remain competitive and sustainable, contributing to the local economy. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.